were it not for the solidarity of civil society, together with supportive states, which exposed the tyranny of apartheid at the United Nations and mobilized the international community to fight this crime against humanity. Accordingly, for my delegation, the importance of cooperation with the UN by civil society cannot be understated. Indeed, not only are we a nation born of human rights defenders, but many of our people paid the ultimate price for cooperating with the UN. South Africa can therefore always be counted on to defend the right to unhindered access to and communication with the UN, as we owe a debt of gratitude to those who fought so that we could be free. As part of this process, we however wish to use this opportunity to draw attention to other groupings which are also targets of reprisals in this regard. This includes the vilification of UN special procedure mandate holders, more especially those highlighting the genocide in Gaza. This similarly encompasses some states who have been allegedly harassed and were reportedly compelled to apologize for simply attending side events on the margins of this council. Such behaviour, I'm sure you will agree, has no place here and should not be countenanced, as it constitutes an attack not only on these individuals or states, but also on the integrity of the UN itself. I thank you.
Thank you. The floor is for Armenia.
Thank you, Mr. President. A strong and effective human rights system is essential.